This is KERA News. I'm Ann Bothwell. Acoustician Russell Johnson and his team created the Meyerson Symphony Center's unique sound. But as construction workers raced to finish the building, Johnson struggled to hear himself think. KERA's Art and Seek is taking a behind-the-scenes look at the building's 25-year history in a series called Secrets of the Meyerson. Today, Quinn Matthews takes us back to the tense days just before opening.
In September 1989, acoustician Russell Johnson looked worried. He was trying to hear the acoustics of the new hall he had designed, but the sound of noise was winning out over the sound of silence.
Quiet! Everybody! Please be quiet!
The Meyerson Symphony Center was far different from the Fair Park Hall it replaced. Instead of a fan-shaped auditorium seating 3,400, Johnson's design called for only 2,000, based on the great old halls of Europe.
Well, they usually seat anywhere between 1,100 and roughly 2,200 concert goers. Almost without exception, in the midsection of the room, they are parallel and rather narrow. They tend to be rather long and rather high. They almost always are constructed of very heavy masonry. And about 95% or more of the best sounding rooms have plaster walls and plaster ceilings.
And in the case of the Meyerson, covered with wood. But there was one thing Johnson did that was different. He made adjustable halls.
There really is no such animal as excellent acoustics, which works for all of the symphonic literature.
So the Meyerson got adjustable reverberation chambers and a giant, movable 42-ton canopy hanging over the stage to vary the way sound decays.
Very, very little of the sound you hear in the audience is coming to you directly from the stage. And perhaps as, in the average seat, perhaps as little as 15 to 20% of the sound energy is coming direct to you from the instruments. All the rest is coming by multiple reflection from the walls, the ledges, and the ceiling, and the canopy.
In 2004, 3 years before his death, I asked him how he would rank the Meyerson among his halls.
All these halls turn out somewhat different from each other. It's inevitable, and they all sound different, and therefore there's really no way to compare them or rank order them.
Are you pleased?
I'm never pleased. I was born not pleased.
For KERA News, I'm Quinn Matthews.
You can make the Meyerson's reverb doors and the acoustic canopy move and learn more about the building's sound at our interactive website, Secrets of the Meyerson. Visit artandseek.org/Meyerson.